Blackstone Audio presents Unholy Magic by Stacia Kane. To Stephen and to Caitlin. Chapter 1. The penalty for summoning the dead back to Earth is death. If the summoned spirit does not kill its summoner, be assured the church will. The Book of Truth, Laws, Article 3. Ghosts were stronger underground. No witch willingly went below the surface of the earth, not without a church edict or a death wish. Chess had both to varying degrees, but that didn't make the doorway looming behind the skinny man holding the cup any more appealing. The doorway and the stairs. Down into a basement, down into the ground. Chess's skin crawled from more than just the squat-faced, wizened appearance of the man, more than the bizarre energy in the dirty shack. Something told her this was not going to end well. But then, things so rarely did. She could have busted the bastard simply for having a basement. The church decreed they were illegal, and the church was not to be disobeyed. But she needed more than that. A month of investigation demanded a more satisfactory resolution than that. So instead, she pasted what she hoped was a smile with the right touch of nervousness on her face and handed the skinny man the picture she'd brought, careful not to touch his grimy fingers. The picture was of Gary Anderson, a fellow debunker, but the skinny man didn't know that. At least, Jess hoped he didn't. "My brother," she told him. It would have been better if she'd been able to squeeze out a tear, but the steps she'd taken didn't allow it. It was hard enough.